Welcome to the Creative Giant Show, where we go behind the scenes about what it means to live a life full of creative and professional success. Creative giants are talented, renaissance souls with a compassion-fueled bias towards action. Now, here is your host, Charlie Gilkey.
Hello, Creative Giants. Welcome to the Creative Giant Show. And if you happen to read the title to this particular episode, you might be a bit perplexed because this is actually the end of the Creative Giant Show. Angela has joined me today. Hi, Angela.
Hey there.
And we wanted to talk a little bit about what's going on and why we're ending the Creative Giant Show. So first off, if you're super sad that the podcast is going away, it's not actually going away. We're rebranding the Creative Giant Show to be simply Productive Flourishing. And one of the reasons we wanted to do that was to pull the entirety of the conversations that we're having at Productive Flourishing into this. And we also noticed that as we were building up the momentum on the podcast, that it got kind of weird because we were promoting the Creative Giant Show from Productive Flourishing and it got super complicated. So much of our growth this year has been the duality of expansion, or not the duality, it's sort of the seeming contradiction of expansion by contraction.
Yeah.
Right? So we're growing more, but we're doing fewer things and we're pulling back. And so while we're looking at different entities and different things that we can simplify, it became super clear that it was time to go forward with Productive Flourishing as the podcast, as opposed to the Creative Giant Show. And one of the really interesting things that came up for me as we were talking about this decision is that Angela mentioned that she would feel more at home if the podcast was called Productive Flourishing than the Creative Giant Show. And that's one of the major reasons I wanted to have Angela on the show today, or on the episode today, to talk about that. So what was coming up for you with that?
Yeah, just real quickly, we started to discuss, I don't know, maybe a month ago or so, about whether or not we were going to rebrand the podcast to be something other than the Creative Giant Show. And of course, the most obvious move would be to Productive Flourishing. And as we were having the conversations, you know, between you and myself and with our other teammates and then some of your trusted advisors, I realized that when I really sat with it, Productive Flourishing felt like more of a home for me than the Creative Giant Show did. And I think the reason for that is while I completely understand the idea of the Creative Giant and I love it, I also feel like Productive Flourishing is a, in some ways, a wider umbrella that. For me, you know, not, I don't know that I can necessarily put good words to it, but it makes me feel like I'm able to sink into the podcast more and possibly be able to share more of my vision for the future and my own thought leadership and kind of what's been on my mind for a few years. So it's been a lot of fun to be a part of the Creative Giant Show for you. And I also noticed that there was just this feeling of comfort and feeling at home when I thought about the podcast being called Productive Flourishing.
Yeah, as we're recording this, we're about 4 days after Productive Flourishing's 10-year-old birthday, right? And there's a lot of stuff coming up around that for me. You know, we've had some really great wins on Medium. We started to build a publication on Medium, and then I realized, like, wait a second, no, like, PF, productiveflourishing.com is our home, right? That's where things are. So that weighed into some of this. And yeah, as I was talking to Angela about coming on and helping me record this episode, because originally I was going to record it by myself, but as I started recording it, I was like, it doesn't feel right, because there's been a few other things going on. We're going into, you know, our fourth season. And we look at seasons as roughly 50 episodes. It's roughly a year. And the thing about podcasting is that it's a much more dynamic space than you would think it would be, right? You just like, you get on, you record a thing, and you do it.
Mm-hmm.
But that's not really how it's been for us. It's been an evolving sort of show. What do we like? What do our readers like? Or excuse me, what do our listeners like?
Mm-hmm.
What's going to make us show up for the podcast and be like, we're really excited about what we're producing?
Yeah.
And one of those changes, if you've been a longtime listener of the podcast, is that Angela has come on more and more. And that's made it a lot more fun for me.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's, the energy is different. The magic's different. And obviously, you all know how much I adore Angela. And so I think we get to tap into more collaboration and magic. And so the fact that it was more at home for her was really symbolic. And one of the reasons, I don't know if I've told you this before today, one of the reasons why it made sense for me to move it to Productive Flourishing, because I didn't want it to be my thing.
Mm.
I wanted it to be our thing.
Hmm.
Right.
Okay.
And that it, you know, it's not, it's like, we're a couple and you come over and stay at my house and why my house is super comfortable for you. It's not your house. Like,
yeah.
we need a home that fits us both. And along that same journey, and we might need to, we'll record another episode about it in the future.
Mm-hmm.
I think it also tracks your confidence and your re-entrance into the world and the work that you do.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that's been a super important thing too. So I wanted it to be a place where there's more of you there, because as people give us feedback on the show,
mm-hmm.
and you're seeing it now, right? More and more people are saying how much they enjoy Angela being a part of the show.
Mm-hmm.
And so we have this fit between what makes it super fun for me.
Yeah.
And what makes it resonant for the entirety of our team.
Mm-hmm.
And also, you know, what makes it welcome for Angela to join too.
Yeah.
Especially the flourishing side of things. Like, she will fool you. Be careful with Angela, because she'll be like, I don't know a lot of stuff about productivity and strategy and stuff like that until you actually talk to her. Right. But our home is much more on the flourishing side.
Mm-hmm.
of things. And to be honest, a lot of that is mine too, right? When we're looking at what we want to produce and things like that, we both lean very heavily on the flourishing.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that was one of the things that for me, as I look back, was missing in the Creative Giant show was more of that talk about thriving and things like that, which is what we do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I just, you know, I'm glad that you decided to pull me on. I was a little surprised when you came into my office a little bit ago and said, hey, come on and join me here in the recording studio and let's talk about the Creative Giant show ending. Like, well, all right, let's do it. And I guess what I'll say at this point is I'm incredibly excited about where we're at in general with Productive Flourishing as a company. And the amazing team that we have right now, as well as the fantastic and supportive audience, listeners, readers, clients, and whatnot that we've been blessed to have over the years. And I see this as kind of our next step in flourishing. And as we are continuing to evolve the company to be more of what shows our joint genius and thought leadership. I'm kind of surprised I just said that, by the way.
I wasn't going to pull it out, but I was like, whoa, that just happened.
Yeah, that just happened. As Charlie was mentioning earlier, me working on my own stuff and my own leadership and confidence, that's been coming up a lot lately. So I guess I just want to say a huge thank you to you, at this moment for sitting with it and for bringing me into that fold and for really recognizing the, how it felt for you and the importance of it for it to be a home for both of us. I appreciate that greatly. And a tremendous amount of gratitude for our listeners who are on this journey with us and that are doing one of the biggest things I feel, at least for myself, in giving us their time and their attention. And that is so valuable. And I am incredibly grateful. And I hope to be able to occasionally offer some insight, hopefully be a part of those great conversations moving forward with the guests that we are so fortunate to bring on.
Absolutely. And it's interesting to me because as we're talking about it, we're like, yeah, it's the end of Great Giant Show, like in the Productive Flourishing Podcast, and, you know, high fives. Mm-hmm. I will tell you the decision to get here was not that easy, right? Mm-mm. I mean, it was obvious, but it wasn't easy.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, yeah, I did it wrong and I should have came out. Because when we actually started the podcast, mm-hmm. Productive Flourishing was actually like one of the things we considered mm-hmm. a few years ago. And I was like, no, I don't want to do that, right? Because I want to be clear who we're for, right? Mm-hmm. I want to be clear that we're putting a beacon out for those creative giants out there. And, you know, the post was getting a lot of traction, so on and so forth. And, mm-hmm. You know, and it's become a thing. It's become a thing enough that mm-hmm. it's worth us continuing to do. And that's, you know, that's what we ask about every 50 episodes is, do we still want to do this? Is it still magic? Does it still have the joy? Is it still making a difference to people? Mm-hmm. And is it growing? Right. And so it was yes on all of those. And the weirdest thing is that I was sitting there thinking, I was going around like, well, we need to change the name. I'm not quite ready. But I was thinking mm-hmm. that it was time to update the show assets mm-hmm. and the design of it. And I was thinking about what we would put inside the iTunes sort of store, like the image. Mm-hmm. And I was doodling around with the Creative Giant Show, and I kept wanting to put words like productive and flourishing and thriving. And, you know, I was trying to put it all, like squeeze it in there. And it was just one of those moments mm-hmm. where I realized how hard we were trying to yeah. get productive flourishing into the show. Mm-hmm. When I was like, it should just be productive flourishing.
Yeah.
Right. And so. Yeah. I say that because, one of the things we talk about is the growth and the journey, and mm-hmm. we try to show the not so fun parts of it too. So I didn't want it to be one of those things to where it's like, oh, it's a simple decision.
Yeah.
This is just what we're doing. Like, no, this has been like, I don't know, 3 months or so of thinking about it. And then, 2 months of intense conversations about it. And then for me, mm-hmm. You know, that really thought about, especially when you told me about, you know, that it would felt more like home for you. I was like, right. And then the other space of just trying to get like productive and flourishing and sort of be clear about what the show is about, because that's one of the things that I've learned is that, yeah. When you're in the iTunes marketplace, mm-hmm. you have to think about like, if people just see that icon and mm-hmm. just see those words, mm-hmm. do they get an idea about what the show is about? Do they get an idea about what they're looking for?
Yeah.
And they didn't with the Creative Giant Show.
Yeah.
And also you saw a picture of my mug at the time, like in the Creative Giant Show. And it's not really about me in that sense. I mean, I'm a part of the show obviously, but it's not, mm-hmm. not that.
Yeah.
And so, it just feels a lot better going forward with Productive Flourishing.
Yeah, it's really a recognition and an honoring of the conversations that we have here. And that's why it feels so resonant for me.
Alrighty, so that is what's going on. We're saying goodbye to the Creative Giant Show. It's been fun, but the podcast will remain. It's a little bit of old wine and new bottle. Mm. Yeah, old wine, new bottle. Make sure I got that right. But I think it's, you know, recognizing that that old wine has gotten richer and that the bottle didn't serve it. Mm. And going forward, a few other admin notes, just so you know about, we're going to be switching the day in which we're releasing podcast episodes to be Thursday. And so that's one thing to look forward to. Just, you know, we want more people to catch it before the weekend goes. So that's another thing. We're also getting a lot of great feedback from people in the Creative Giant Campfire about, and some of our core listeners about what they like about the show. Mm-hmm. And we're considering which episodes or which formats that we're going to either drop or not do as much of. And so expect that to happen. We're going to focus it much more on the conversations. Mm-hmm. And so that means that as of today, it might be the Q&As and the narrations that go to the side, mm-hmm. but we haven't completely decided that. You can weigh in on this one, right?
Yes.
If you really want to weigh in and say, I love this, and I want to see those come back, you can email us at podcast@productiveflourishing.com. and that will get to us. Or in case you forget what is a podcast, whatever, you can also email Charlie at productiveflourishing.com and I'll get it. And we might ask you to take that survey. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the whole point about this is, and we'll talk about this on the blog itself, but it's about the learning. It's not about necessarily what we know. And so it's about that continual evolving. And thanks for being a part of that. We're really looking forward to the fourth season of the podcast, or the first season of Productive Flourishing, the way you want to look at it. We've got some great guests coming on.
Yeah.
And I think the way that we're going to produce the show is going to make it more exciting for you. And it feels more like home. And home is where the magic is. So thanks for sharing that with us.
Thank you.
Alrighty. And until next time, stand tall. Oh, and one last thing. We'd like to give you a sample of what to be listening for in the upcoming episodes of Productive Flourishing. You're listening to Productive Flourishing. Thanks for joining us today.
We got nominated for an Emmy last year, which is huge. And I'm aiming to get nominated for another award with a feature film that will come out this fall. But at what point do you feel satisfied or feel like you've reached success? And I think that I've gone through some really, really challenging times in the last few years, really low times. And I don't really feel like I'm much of a success. So in order to feel like you are doing something productive and useful with your life, I've come to realize, look, I've just got to appreciate the daily moments and the hidden experiences that don't get on camera, and the amazing conversations that you have with people, and the ripple effects that you will never see.
That was Fiona Dawson. She joined me on this episode of Productive Flourishing, and we discussed her journey as she came out as a bisexual after identifying herself as a lesbian. It's more controversial than you'd think. And her work with trans military. Her work at Trans Military culminated in the Emmy-nominated documentary, Transgender, At War and in Love, and she was honored by President Obama as an LGBT artist champion of change. And yet, as you heard, she still wonders whether and if she'll be a success. We cover a lot of ground in this episode, from the not-so-secret dynamics of the LGBTQ community, to the role the military plays in social change, to the way we hold ourselves back from doing what we know is right for us. I'm Charlie Gilkey, and this is Productive Flourishing. Welcome to Productive Flourishing, where we explore how to do the work that matters so you become your best self in the world. I'm your host, Charlie Gilkey, and I'm joined by Angela Wheeler and other guests who will share their stories, insights, wins, and challenges in the hopes that our journeys and stories will help you with yours. Now, on to the show. We'll see you next time on Productive Flourishing.